Welcome to this week's podcast. It's like November, isn't it? I know I talk about the weather every week, but it is worth talking about when it is this poor. I've got so used to the nice weather we had for one day last weekend. It's obviously gone to my head because it's just grim, isn't it? All I want is a bit of sunshine. Give me the sunshine. A few things going on this week, not too much, starting with Friday, which is a non-uniform day in return for unwanted gifts in good condition or cash. That's all for our summer fair, which is coming up on Saturday, the 6th of July, between 12 and 3 o'clock here on the school field. Lots and lots going on, including a dog show. And don't forget, Nelson won that last year, didn't he? He got best in show. So looking forward to the summer fair on the 6th of July. Other things to remember, last date for purchasing your school photos, if you want free postage back to school, is next Tuesday, the 18th of June. We've got our next Happy Bags on Friday, the 21st of June. And don't forget, our clubs have started again and will roll up until Friday, the 19th of July. Speaking about the summer fair, we are looking, like we did last year, for sponsorship for the cash prizes for our raffle. We will promote your business to death. You will get a big shout out or numerous shout outs. And we're looking for cash prizes of £100 and £50 for our first and second prize for the raffle. If you feel your company could be generous and provide that, please could you get in contact, headteacher@shearsgreen-jun.kent.sch.uk. Don't forget, please keep up to date with your school dinner and after school club payments. All can be paid via the Arbor app. And I might have some very exciting news about how you will be able to use Apple Pay, I know, moving into the 21st century here, and Android Pay to pay for these things. And I'm looking at you, Mr. Avery. I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody who gave up part or all of their Saturday morning to come and volunteer this Saturday just gone. It was a Herculean effort to build 100 chairs, that's it, count them up, 100 chairs, tables. We landscaped, I want to use the word landscaped because that's what I did. We landscaped a whole garden. We created some steps out of sleepers. I know, that's so clever, eh? And it looks really good. I'll send a picture alongside with the WhatsApp later. And we almost knocked in all of the fence posts. I say almost. We didn't get, there was four short. We just couldn't do it. We were done by 1:30. So yeah, massive thank you to everyone. Our next volunteer day is a strange one. It's Wednesday the 28th of August. I know some of you might be on holiday, some of you might be back. And if you're back, I need you. And I need you desperately because we will have loads of furniture that we will need to flat pack. We've got 10. I've got 10 cupboards I've purchased from IKEA. They need to be built in situ in the classrooms, and we can't do it until after we've had all of the flooring laid in the classrooms, which is going to take the majority of the summer holidays. So if you can help on Wednesday the 28th of August, and I'm going to remind you every week, I'm going to be outside reminding you, and if you're not here on the 28th, I'm going to be coming around to your front door, knocking on it and dragging you into school because I need those cupboards built. So Wednesday the 28th of August, I will sort some food out, and I'll tell you what, people were well impressed with me and my bacon sandwich making. I had a penny on. I looked cracking. So if you didn't come on Saturday, you missed out on that. So it's well worth coming on the 28th just to witness me in the kitchen. Last thing, please, can I plead with you not to vape on the school grounds? We are a non-smoking and non-vaping site. So please, if you do need to vape and get your vape out, please do it on the street and not on the school site. Lastly, with the street, now White Avenue, we have that hedge, don't we? We have asked the groundspeople to cut it back. They can't for now because there are new laws about birds nesting. So they're giving us a date of August. We're going to see if there's anything we can do to sort of see if there's any birds nesting. And if not, we'll try and get it cut back because I do appreciate it. It's a safeguarding hazard, isn't it? When that hedge is growing outwards and you can't walk along the path. So just to make you aware, we are aware of it and we're trying to work with our grounds people to do things ethically and well within the law. Right, that's it from me. Enjoy the rest of your wet and windy week, because that's how it is looking. And I will be here back next week on the pod. See you soon.